Now, in this, the children of God are manifest, and the children of the devil. And I think we need a little more manifesting today, because so many of the children of God look like they belong to somebody else. They look like they at least are orphans. Now, we have here the two natures, and I want to look at that for just a moment. And I want to use an illustration. It's a very homely illustration, but I trust it will illustrate the thing that we're trying to say. Up in my ranch, up here in California, and by the way, I heard of a dear lady that said to a neighbor of hers, and the neighbor's the one who told me, is over in Phoenix. She said, "Do you know that Dr. McGee owns a ranch in California? And I'm amazed that a poor preacher could own a ranch." And this lady laughed and says, "Well, why didn't you listen to him carefully? And he'd have told you how big his ranch is." And so I want to say now, I hope that lady's listening, and I'll tell you how big my ranch is that I have in California. It's 72 feet wide. It goes back 123 feet, not miles or yards. These are feet. And in the middle of that ranch, there's my home. That's where I live. And I've got a lot of fruit trees. I did have a nectarine, but I got a tangerine. My, how it bore fruit this past year. And I have three orange trees. I have a lemon tree. And I have a plum tree. I have an apricot tree. And I have a fig tree. And I have a lot of guava bushes. And I tell you, friends, and besides that, I got four avocado trees. Now, that's quite a ranch, as you can see. And I love fruit, and I enjoy getting out in my ranch and looking around. Very seldom when I'm home that a day doesn't pass that I don't go all the way around my yard looking at every tree. Well, the avocado trees are budded trees. That is, below the bud, it was a wild avocado, I'm told. I didn't set them out. They were there when I bought the lot. And it was just a wild avocado that grew out here and could grow in dry land. But it has budded to it several very fine varieties. One is a Fiordi, a very fine avocado. And the bud, you can see where it is. It's just about as high as my head on the one particular tree. Now, below that bud, every now and then a branch will come out from the wild or the old nature, the old avocado. And I have to trim it off. Now, sometimes I'm busy in conferences and away, and I don't get to tend to things like that. And below the bud, the limb will come out, and it'll bloom, and it'll bear fruit. It's the lousiest fruit you've ever seen. A little bitty, nubby, dried-up things. It's just no good at all. But above that, oh, it's luscious. Now, my problem is to keep those limbs cut off below the bud and not bear fruit down there. Bear fruit up above where it's got a new nature and it bears fruit. And this avocado tree can bear either kind of fruit. It's just up to me. And I want to say to you that I'm like that avocado tree. I got two natures. I can be mean. I can live on a pretty low plane. I got a nature that's that way. And all of us have that nature. We never get rid of it. And we all come short of the glory of God. Now, above that, that's where I can bear fruit. Love, joy, peace, long-suffering. And today, I feel good today. And I have the joy of the Lord in my heart. And I'm rejoicing today. But tomorrow, you may find me down in the dumps. Now, I ought not to be there. But that's something that happens, you know. And when it does, why, I'm living in the old nature. Now, Paul in Galatians is telling the believer to learn to walk in the Spirit. That is, you can't do it yourself. You see, Paul found out in the 7th of Romans that there are two things. There's no good in the old nature. And the second thing was, there's no power in the new nature. You got to have help. I don't care who you are. You can't live the Christian life yourself. You must have help. It's only the Spirit of God working in you that can do that. Therefore, He wants you to produce fruit. And that's the reason the Lord Jesus said, I am the genuine vine. You are the branches. Now he says, I'm going to prune you, and I prune that tree above, and it bears better fruit when it's pruned. And he prunes us to get good fruit. But sometimes down there in that old nature, it'll bear fruit too. And it's called the works of the flesh. It's not very attractive, by the way. It's nothing to brag about. Now, he says in verse 10, and I'm reading it again, in this the children of God are manifest, and the children of the devil. You can tell them apart by the fruit. By their fruit ye shall know them, the Lord Jesus said. And as the late Dr. McGinley used to say, he said, I'm not to judge you, but I'm a fruit inspector. And we ought to be able to find a little fruit on believers, our fellow believers. Whosoever doeth not righteousness is not of God. Now, I don't care who he is or what profession he makes, whether it's a he or a she, that if they are not trying to live for God, they're not a child of God. You have no desire to live for God. I don't care how active you are. You may be a deacon in the church. You may be busy as a termite and having the same effect in the church. But my friend, the important thing is this, and this is the identification, whosoever doeth not righteousness is not of God. I didn't say that. John did say it, and the Spirit of God said it through him. Now, the second mark of identification, neither he that loveth not his brother. Now, there's the second mark. Do you love other Christians? May I say to you, if you're a child of God, you're going to love other Christians. And by the way, the word for love is going to occur now again and again. And we ought to get this straight right here at the beginning, that there are actually three Greek words that are translated by the one word love. One of them is eros. It's never used in the Bible. That's erotic love. That has to do with sex, if you please. Greeks talked a great deal about that, and they had a goddess named Eros and Aphrodite, the goddess. May I say to you that that's not used in the Bible. Now, phileo, it means friendship. It means a love of the brethren. It's a brother sort of love. Now, the other word, the highest word, agapao, and that's the word that's used here. That's God's love. God so loved the world. Now, what we are told here, that we're to love our brother. And may I say that we're finding a great deal today, a great deal of talk about love, love, love. And it's articulated with sex in many places. In the Bible, it has no relationship to that whatsoever. Neither he that loveth not his brother. That means to have a concern for your brother. That means to be helpful to your brother. And that doesn't mean that you care for his ways or his conversation. The things that interest him may not interest you. It doesn't mean that you have to run and put your arms around him. But you should have a concern for him.